How do I get real, true happiness? And what is really true happiness? True happiness, is it something physical or is it something spiritual? Because anything in the physical world is very limited. Doesn't matter what you have in this physical world, at some point it will end, or at some point it will finish, or at some point you're not going to like it anymore, or at some point you're going to get used to it, then you're looking for the next excitement. So the true happiness is never physical. Anything in the physical world doesn't give you real happiness. Happiness I'm talking about, not a temporary state that you're happy. I'm talking about the real, true, inner happiness that you look at yourself in the mirror and you're saying to yourself, am I really happy with what I have? Am I happy with my life? The reality is that most people, if they really look in the mirror and they ask themselves that, most likely the answer is not going to be 100% I'm happy. I'm going to tell you now to take this notepad and to write a list of all the things that you're not happy about in your life. You'll probably fill a few pages. You can probably fill a few pages with things that you're happy in your life. I'm not saying that we're all suffering here, but we're now looking at a different angle. So the reality is that we all struggle with something. Every person in this world is struggling with something. One will struggle with a bad marriage. One will struggle with kids. One will struggle with health. Each person will struggle with something that is annoying them. At the end of the day, when comes the night when you're sleeping in bed, you're annoyed. Yeah, you're thinking of, oh, I wish I didn't have to deal with this right now. So the reality is that each and every one of us has in the depth of our soul all sorts of things that bothers us. And the thing that bothers us, what causes us not to be 100% happy, only comes from our soul. If my soul is happy, then I can be the poorest person in the world. I can have the worst life in the world. I'll still be happy. Because the real happiness, what touches my neshama, is only when my soul is happy. So the question is, a lot of people, they live a very external life. Meaning that they derive everything from a very external layer. And some people, they try to reach into a more inner part of their neshama, and their entire life is derived from something more internal, something more spiritual. The point is how you bridge between two worlds, because we're in a physical world, and you want to be part of the physical world, you want to enjoy part of the world, but how do you bridge between the physical and the spiritual? So ultimately, everything that we have in this world, it originates in the spiritual world. Nothing that we have here started here. Whether it's good or bad. Diseases, people are sick because in the spiritual realm, there's a deficiency. People are depressed in this world because in the spiritual world, there's a deficiency. When I'm saying the spiritual world, above this world, there's a spiritual world, and we are just a manifestation of what's going on above us. We all know we have a soul in our body. Our soul is a mirror of what the soul above is, and how the soul is manifested into the body, that's how it reflects and projects out into the body. It starts with even how we look. Now, the soul doesn't have really an image, but the way how we look, it's a reflection, or better even to say, a projection of how the soul actually looks. So the shape how we have is that's how the soul is. Again, the soul doesn't have really a shape, but even in the spiritual structure of the human being, the spiritual human being has a head, has arms, has a body. To a point is that the Mekubalim explained that everything that comes out of my body, the shape of my face, the shape of my eyes, my fingerprints, everything. It's how it's in the spiritual structure. Which means that the soul is the mold for the body. Now, you could see on the external part, you can look at a person and know what's going on inside of them. Especially when you look at their face. Face in Hebrew is called panim. Panim comes from the word pnim, inside. Some people can look at a person's face and they see everything that's going on inside. The ways the eyes are. Your eyes can move. You're happy, your eyes go up. You're sad, your eyes go down. All sorts of things. Movements in your face. how your lips are, your nose, every little part of your face. Some people know, they can look at their face, you know exactly what you're going through. Because you're inside, your pnimiyut, it reflects outside on your face. The words in Hebrew, they're not just invented like in English or in any other language. The words in Hebrew represent the reality and the state of what's going on. So every word in Hebrew, there's a reason for that. First man was called Adam, because he came from the Adama, from the land. And he also looked like Hashem, Adama Leindon. I'm going to look like something from above. Every word in Hebrew, it's not invented. It comes from a meaning. So the word face is panim, meaning that it's showing and reflecting what's inside of me. Now the thing is that anything that happens in the supreme world, it will manifest into this world below. If a person has here a lot of money, it means that in the spiritual world there's an abundance. If a person in this world is depressed, means that in the spiritual world there's a deficiency of happiness. Everything starts from above and then it trickles to below. Anything. So even when people are sick in this world, it originates in the spiritual world. Yes, you can blame it or you can point on something in the physical world that actually made it. But it started, the root of it is in the spiritual world. So even when people get sick, I'm not talking about when somebody is coughing or sneezing or has a running nose. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when somebody, chas v'shalom, has certain sickness. The sickness corresponds to our limbs. If I have a problem in my body, one of my limbs is sick, means that one of my spiritual limbs is sick. Because my soul has 248 pieces to it, corresponding to the 248 pieces of the limbs in my body. So if my soul is 100% healthy, my body will be 100% healthy. And you see it, the way to see how it actually manifests into the world, if you know, 2,000 years ago, there was a great rabbi, his name is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He wrote the Zohar. And he was in a cave for 13 years. 13 years he didn't see daylight. He ate carobs and drank water, which you would think that health-wise, he's going to be sick. He went out of the cave, nothing. Normal human being. His skin didn't see sunlight for 13 years. How? Because his soul was healthy, so it manifests into the body. The body can work on very minimal. Great tzaddikim, they sleep an hour. They eat once a day a little bit. They don't need so much from this world. So if we learn from that it all originates in the spiritual realm. Everything that I have here, anything that you'll point in this world that you have, you can track it that it goes back to the source. Now when you want to deal with a problem, then you have to go to the source of it. The problem with medicine and any type of curing in the modern world is only touching the external part. That's why medicine fails. It failed in our generation, Bechlal. And the way to see it is because if doctors and medicine would be successful, then there wouldn't be any sick people. The fact that there's constantly sick people means that medicine doesn't work. So maybe 20% of it, like the conventional part of it, it works. The person breaks a bone, they know how to fix it. You have a cavity, they know how to fix it. But 80% of the rest of the sicknesses we have in this world, there's no cure for that. And the more we become more sophisticated and more learned and more technology, and we think that medicine is more advanced, it's not. People with high blood pressure, they still have blood pressure. So the medicine in our generation, it just numbs things, just covers things. This is the solution of our generation. It can come into health. You go to a doctor, you have a problem, he gives you a pill. You have a rash, he gives you a cream. There's no cure. It just covers the problem. Same thing in the spiritual and in the emotional. People go depressed, they go to the doctor, he gives them, okay, take this pill, relax. They don't have a solution. They don't know what to deal with it. Why? Because they're going to a very external part of the problem. And we deal with almost everything in our life on a very external level. Now, if I deal with anything on an external level, I'll never get results. And this can be with my health, it can be with my mental health. Can be with my relationship with my husband, can be with my relationship with my kids. It's how I deal with my kids. Today in our generation, people, how they deal with their kids is a very external way of dealing it. External, I'm not talking about physical things. I'm talking about everything in this world has two angles how to look at things. You have an external part of it and you have the internal part of it. To explain it a little bit better, you look at this cup. So the cup has a very external part to it. So it has, you know, designs and colors. And then I have the internal part of it. And it actually is holding coffee in it. You can take the coffee in, take it out, take the coffee out, put juice in it, whatever. The external part is one thing, and the internal part is a total different thing. In most cases, especially in the spiritual realm, what's inside will affect the outside. You can kind of see how it manifests in this world, that if you put boiling hot water in a cup, then, you know, now the cups are sophisticated. They hold the heat. But I'm talking about a normal material. You put boiling hot water in it, the outside will be hot. You put freezing cold water in it, the outside will be freezing. So our generation is the generation of putting patches of things. Everything I have a problem, I put a patch on it. I don't cure it. I don't go to the source of it to see what's the problem. I cover it with something. So my child is screaming, here, take a lollipop, shut up. Go and watch a movie. I have a problem with my spouse,